message.
Balance. Oh, here we go again with the mythical unicorn of self-help. Balance. We are all chasing this elusive work-life balance, like it is the last cupcake at the party. But here's my question. What does that even mean? Is it a perfectly split pie chart of your life? Equal hours at work and home? 50-50? Down the middle? Spoiler alert. If that's your goal, you are setting yourself up for a full-on capital D disaster because, my friends, it is self-sabotage. Let's do the math. Say you work 8 hours a day. Well, that's already half of your waking hours that are gone. Add in the commute, the errands, the 45 minutes you spend arguing with your dog about why he can't have a fourth snack, and suddenly, balance isn't just hard, it's mathematically impossible. But let's get real. Balance, the way that we usually picture it, is just dumb. We think of those old school scales with two perfectly even sides, you know, like the ones judges hold in paintings back when people were really into wigs and unfair trials. The problem is, life does not weigh out evenly, ever. Some days, work will need more of you. Other days, your family or personal goals will demand center stage. And guess what? That is okay. That is life. And here's the twist. It's not balance that you are seeking. It's harmony. Let's upgrade the metaphor. Finally, instead of thinking about balancing scales, imagine an orchestra. Work might be the tuba section. It's loud and it demands attention. Your personal life? Well, maybe that's the violins. Sometimes the violins get to shine. Sometimes the tubas do their thing. The goal is not to make every instrument play at the same volume all the time. It's to create a beautiful, meaningful piece of music where everything works together. You see, life is not about equal distribution. It's about intentional prioritization. Sometimes we'll put more energy into our career because we are chasing a big goal. Other times, our health or our relationships will need to take the lead. And yes, there will be moments when everything feels out of sync, like an orchestra warming up. Chaotic, noisy, and slightly terrifying. But eventually the conductor, that would be you, steps up and things begin to flow again. So stop striving for some mythical balance that does not exist. It's like trying to catch a cloud with a butterfly net. Focus instead on harmony, on giving your energy to what matters most in the moment, knowing that the other parts of your life, they'll take their turn. And if you are still holding out for balance, remember this. Even tightrope walkers don't stand perfectly still. They wobble, they adjust, and they keep moving forward. So let's stop obsessing over balance and begin embracing the rhythm of harmony, because nobody looks cool falling off a tightrope. Well, except maybe Cirque du Soleil performers, but they've got nets, and we've got dreams.